I want to thank the Lord for the privilege that I have to be with you again today.
多謝主俾我有呢個嘅權利，可以今日喺大家當中。
It's wonderful to be together, worshiping the Lord and looking into His precious Word together.
能夠與大家一同去敬拜一。
I just want to remind you this morning that God is speaking today in His lovely Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
再一次提醒大家，今日神是藉著祂愛子來去說話。
And we have prayed that God would open our ears and our eyes, our ears to hear His voice and our eyes to behold Him this morning.
所以我們祈求主打開你的耳朵，亦都可以打開你的眼睛，能夠去瞻仰祂的榮美。
I also want to just give a little testimony before I begin the message that I want to share with you this morning.
開始信息之前，亦都想同大家分享一個見證。
Can I just remind you this morning of two words for the Word of God that we find in the Bible?
我願意今日去同大家去温習喺聖經裏面有兩個嘅詞語。
You will know that there is the Word of God is called the Logos, and it's also called can be called a Rhema.
大家都知道神嘅話係喺原文裏面有兩個嘅意思，一個係 Logos， 一個叫Rhema。
So I want to ask you to, as I'm sharing from the Word of God this morning, that you would say to the Lord in your heart, Lord, give me a Rhema.
所以當今日我係同大家分享神嘅話Logos 嘅時候，願意你喺心裏面向主嘅嗰個祈求，將神嘅話變成我哋自己嘅Rhema， 就係我哋自己個人嘅經歷。
A Rhema is like a living word from the Lord directly to us.
Rhema 就係神呢個活嘅話係直接係向我哋講出嚟嘅。
Last October, my wife and I were in Washington, D.C. with a fellowship group there, and I was scheduled to speak on Sunday morning.
上年嘅十月份嘅時候，我同我太太喺華盛頓首都嗰度咁一個聚會，我星期日係分享信息。
And like this morning, we had the wonderful opportunity to share at the Lord's table.Precious remembrance of the Lord.
就好似今天早上一樣，我哋亦都有一個好寶貴嘅時間，能夠喺主嘅桌子面前。
And at the Lord's table that morning, a young Indian brother who gathers with the saints there in D.C. Stood up and shared read a portion of Scripture, and from Matthew 28.
咁喺嗰次嘅麥餅聚會裏面，有一位好年青由印度嚟嘅弟兄，咁就起身同大家分享咗一句喺馬太福音第28章裏面講到嘅話。
And as he read the scripture, I felt the Lord spoke a part of what he read directly to my spirit, and it was wonderful.
咁當呢位弟兄去讀出呢句話嘅時候，我就感覺到主係親自。是向我說話。
The word that I felt the Lord spoke to me that morning was this.
嗰一天早上，主就親自咁樣同我講。
Behold.
看啊。
I love that word.
我實在喜愛看啊呢個詞語。
God says it, I think, hundreds of times in the Bible, behold.
相信喺聖經裏面，神係叫我哋看啊，多過一百次。
And then this.He will go before you.
我會走喺你嘅前面。
He will go before you.
我係會走喺你嘅前面。
So my wife and I have been praying that and standing into that precious word since then as we've traveled and done many things.
咁十月之後我哋去咗好多嘅地方，咁我同太太就係找緊神俾我呢句話。
I don't know if you know that my wife and I are from, we're Canadians, we're from Canada.
唔知大家知唔知道我係從加拿大嚟嘅。
Well, sometimes I say we're North Americans.
咁有時我會講我係北美嘅人。
And we left Canada in October.
咁十月嘅時候，我哋就離開咗加拿大。
And we, like probably many other Canadians and North Americans in the northern part of the U.S., I feel that I've been deceived in this way.
咁好似其他北美由加拿大嚟嘅人一樣我哋有一個咁樣嘅誤解。
I mistakenly thought over many years that coming south, the farther south you come, the less likely you're going to have any snow.
咁我就有個誤解就係我向南邊走嘅時候咁我預見落雪嘅機會就越嚟越少。
Imagine our surprise this trip traveling on the 10 highway from San Antonio to on the border of the state. El Paso. Sorry. From San Antonio to El Paso, and we had a horrible snowstorm.
咁我啱啱就有一個旅程喺德州嘅 San Antonio 揸車去到El Paso 呢個鎮裏面嘅時候，我哋遇到呢一個嘅大風雪。
I was watching the temperature gauge in the car as it continued to go down.
咁我揸車嘅時候就見到個温度係咁跌。
It began to rain, freezing rain.
開始落啲冰凍嘅雪，冰凍嘅雨。
And the roads got very slippery.
條路亦都好滑。
And we had about 80 miles to go to come to Van Horn, where we wanted to look for a room that night.
咁我哋仲有80個英里至去到Van Horn 呢一個鎮仔。咁我喺原本計劃喺嗰一度去租酒店住嘅。
And if you know that road, you will know that the speed limit is 80 miles an hour.
如果你知道嗰一條高速公路嗰個時速係上限係80英里。
I kind of like that.
咁我好喜歡可以揸到咁快。
But we were only able to drive about 20 miles an hour.
但係因為大風雪嘅緣故，我哋只係能夠揸20英里嘅啫。
And there were many transports tipped over on their side, on the side of the highway.
咁亦都好多車係停咗喺隔離。
And cars in the ditch off the road.
咁有啲車係跌咗落去，反咗落去路邊。
And we had about 80 miles to go.
仍然仲有80英里要走。
And the Lord brought us through safely.
但係主實在係帶領我哋，俾我哋有平安。
I felt that He had a big chain with a hook on it and hooked it onto the front of the van and dragged us through the storm safely. And I give Him praise for that.
我就感覺到主就好似喺前面用個鈎去拖住我架車走一樣。因着咁嘅緣故，實在要感謝主，讚美主。
He went before us.
佢實在喺我哋前面走。
He surrounded us.
佢實在係包圍我哋。
He carried us.
實在係載我哋。
And He covered us with His wings.
佢亦都用佢嘅翅膀嚟去遮蓋我哋。
So I want to thank the Lord for that.
所以因着咁嘅緣故，要感謝主。
So may the Lord speak to us this morning, a living word into our spirit.
所以願意主今天早上將佢活嘅話親自嘅向我哋說話。
I don't know if you know, maybe some of you know, that I want to speak about a very broad and great topic in the Bible called prayer.
大家唔知大家知唔知道今天早上願意同大家分享一個好大、好覆蓋嘅主題就係祈禱。
I believe the Lord has put this on my heart, probably drawing me to know more what it means to pray.
主實在放喺我心裏面一個負擔就係要學習去如何嘅去祈禱。
Let's ask the Lord again to bless His word.
我哋再一次求主去祝福佢嘅話。
Father, we do want to thank you for your precious word this morning.
天父，感謝你今天早上要我哋算寶貴嘅話。
We thank you that you have not left us to ourselves.
多謝你，你冇拋棄我哋。
But you've given us the precious gift of the Holy Spirit.
你將呢個寶貴嘅聖靈賜過俾我哋。
We want to ask you to speak, Lord.
主，求你说话。
Because we are listening.
因为我哋今日喺度听。
And we want to receive your word.
愿意将你嘅话接受过嚟。
Only you can change us.
只有你能够改变我哋。
We ask you to do that today for your glory.
今天早上愿意为着你自己荣耀缘故去作工。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
祈祷系奉耶稣宝贵嘅名求。阿门。
Amen. Let's read a portion of Scripture first of all this morning.
我哋请读一段嘅经文。
From Ezekiel chapter 22.
以西结书第二十二章。
Maybe you already know when I say Ezekiel 22 what I'm going to share.
可能你听到我要读以西结书二十二章嘅时候，已经知道我要分享啲咩。
Let's begin to read from verse 23.
我哋喺第二十三节开始读。
And I want you to notice that there will be four groups of people that will be mentioned in this portion of Scripture. And all of them begin with the letter P.
咁喺我哋要读嘅经文里面有四种人我哋会读到嘅，而呢四种人嘅英文头一个字母都系P.
And the word verse 23.
第二十三节。
And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, say unto her, Thou art the land that is not cleansed nor rained upon in the day of indignation.
耶和华的话临到我说，人子啊，你要对这里说。你是未得洁净之地，在老恨的日子也没有雨下在你以上。
There is a conspiracy of her prophets in the midst thereof, like a roaring lion ravening the prey. They have devoured souls, they have taken the treasure and precious things, they have made her many widows in the midst thereof.
其中的先知同谋背叛，如咆哮的狮子找撕掠物，他们吞灭人民。抢夺财宝，使这地多有寡妇。
The first group of people then was the prophets.
第一种人就系先知。
Verse 26.
第二十六节。
Her priests, that's the second word, have violated my law and have profaned mine holy things. They have put no difference between the holy and profane, neither have they shown difference between the unclean and the clean, and have hid their eyes from my sabbaths, and I am profaned among them.
第二十六节。其中的祭司祭司就是第二种人强解我的律法亵渎我的圣物不分别为圣和俗的也不使人分别洁净和不洁净的也闭眼不顾我的安息日我也在他们中间被亵渎。
Verse 27, the third group were the princes.
第二十七节第三种人就是首领。
Her princes in the midst thereof are like wolves ravening the prey to shed blood and to destroy souls to get dishonest gain.
其中的首领仿佛炮找撕掠物杀人流血伤害人命要得不义之财。
Verse 28, prophets again, and her prophets have daubed them with untempered mortar, seeing vanity and divining lies unto them, saying, Thus saith the Lord God, when the Lord hath not spoken.
第二十八节再见到先知其中的先知为百姓用抹抛透的墙抹墙的灰抹墙，就是为他们建虚假的意象，用方炸的占卜说，主耶稣如此说，主耶和华如此说，其实耶和华没有说。
Verse 29, the fourth group is the people.
第二十九节第四种人就是国内嘅众民。
The people of the land have used oppression and exercised robbery and have vexed the poor and needy, yea.They have oppressed the stranger wrongfully.
国内众民一昧的欺压，惯行抢夺，亏负困苦穷乏的，背离欺压寄居的。
And then we have verse 30.
之后我哋见到第三十节。
And this is the Lord God speaking through the prophet.
呢一句就系主藉住先知所讲嘅话。
And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge.And stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none.
我在他们中间寻找一人修重修墙塔，在我面前为这国站在破口防堵，使我不灭绝这国，却找不着一个。
Therefore have I poured out mine indignation upon them, I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath, their own way have I recompensed upon their heads, saith the Lord God.
所以我将怒恨倒在他们身上，用烈怒的火灭了他们，照他们所行的报应在他们头上，这是主耶和华说的。
It is evident from reading this scripture this morning that the nation of Israel, God's people, were ripe for judgment.
我们在这里见到这一班以色列人就是神的国民，他们实在是预备好去等候这个审判。
But God did not want to judge them.
但是神不愿意审判他们。
So God looked for a man that would stand between him and the people and pray so that God would not have to destroy them.
所以神在这里寻找这个人能够在神和他的国民中间，这个人要为这班国民去祈祷。
It is amazing to me, even today, that God is still looking for those who will pray.
所以我实在惊讶，神今天仍然去寻求一个祷告的人。
We know that God is sovereign.
我们晓得神是掌权的。
He can do whatever he wants to do and do what he pleases.
他愿意要成就什么，他就能够成就。
And yet, before he works, he looks for people to pray.
但是在他工作之前，他去寻找一班祷告的人。
So one brother shared this, that every major revival in the history of the earth has begun by prayer.
所以有一位弟兄这样讲过，在历史里面所有的复兴之前都是因着祷告。
God was going to work. God wanted to draw people to himself. God wanted to change the situation in the earth. And he looked for someone that would pray.
神要工作，神要去改变，神要去将人带到神的面前，在这些事情的以先，他要寻求一班晓得祷告的人。
My primary thought about prayer this morning is to challenge you and myself and encourage ourselves to have a very specific time every day where we go to be with the Lord in prayer.
今天我的负担实在是挑战和鼓励大家和我自己，在每一天是有一段的时间是向主去祈求的。
Well, you may be saying in your heart,
或者你在心里面这样说，
I can pray while I drive to work.
我驾车的时候可以祷告。
I can pray while I'm riding my bicycle.
我踩单车的时候可以祷告。
And when I do my exercises, I pray.
或者我做运动的时候可以祷告。
When I'm cleaning the house.
或者我清洁屋企的时候可以祷告。
And I agree with you.
我同意大家咁样讲。
We need to learn how to pray in those ways and those times.
我哋要学习喺任何嘅时间里面都可以祷告。
But do you remember what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6?
但系大家记唔记得？
You don't need to turn.
喺马太福音第六章耶稣咁样讲咧。
Do you remember what he said?
大家记唔记得佢咁样讲咧？
He said, don't be like the Pharisees and the scribes.
唔好好似嗰啲法利赛人同文士一样。
You know what they do when they pray.
你晓得佢哋祈祷嘅时候佢哋咁样做。
They stand on the street corner and pray, and people notice them, and the people say, well, there's a holy man, he's praying.
佢哋会企喺十字架里面祷告，系故意。十字路口嗰度祈祷告佢哋係故意叫人见到咁就见到呢一个人係圣洁嘅。
So Jesus said, don't be like them.
所以耶稣咁样讲唔好學習呢一班法利赛人。
When you pray,
当你祈祷嘅时候
go into your closet,
你去到屋嘅内屋里面
shut the door,
关上门
and pray to your father in secret.
祷告你在暗中的父。
And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly.
你父在暗中察看必要报答你。
So write it down in your notes this morning. I'm going to ask you a question.
所以你可以在你笔记簿上这样写，因为我稍后会问你一个问题。
You don't need to answer me now.
你不需要现在答我。
Or later.
迟些也不需要答我。
But just tell the Lord.
但你只要答主。
Here's my question.
我的问题就是这样。
Do you have a closet?
你屋里面有冇内屋咧？
Now I know that word is a King James word.
我知道内屋呢个 closet 系 King James 呢個版本至有嘅。
So you know what translation of the Bible I'm reading from.
所以大家曉得我係用呢個 King James 呢個版本。
Do you have a closet?
你有冇呢一個嘅內室咧
？Do you have a secret place?
你有個呢個隱蔽嘅地方咧
？Do you have a sanctuary?
你有冇一個嘅殿咧？
Do you go there every day and pray?
而呢個地方你係每一日都去到嗰度你去與主祈求嘅咧
？Can I remind you of this?
我願意提醒大家。
God is already there waiting for you and for me to go into that closet.
神已經喺嗰個內室裏面去等候我哋。
I believe it's true.
我實在相信呢一個係正確嘅。
What I'm sharing with you this morning.
今天早上願意同大家交通。
On one hand, it's so easy.
一方面可以係好簡單。
A child can do it.
每一個小朋友都能夠做到嘅。
Do you believe that?
你相唔相信呢？
Does God hear the prayers of children?
神係咪聽小朋友嘅祈禱咧
？Yeah, I don't see any little children here today, but I'd love to tell them a story.
我喺在座當中見唔到一個小朋友，但係我實在喜愛講一個故事。
About how God hears and answers prayer.
係關乎到神點樣去聽祈禱。
I'll take a moment to tell it.
我用少少時間去講呢個故事。
Nobody told me what my deadline is today for time, so. Bear with me.
冇人話俾我聽今日要幾多點完所以我有好多時間。
At the end of the time, you'll be able to say whether it was wisdom or not to tell me.
完咗之後你會知道應唔應該話俾我聽嗰個時限。
In China, many years ago, there was a little girl. I think she was about 8 years old. She was in a Muslim family, a Muslim family.
喺中國裏面有一個嘅八歲嘅小妹妹，咁佢係生長喺一個回教嘅家庭裏面。
But she had gone to the mission school, and there the teachers in the mission had taught her about Jesus, and she loved him and opened her heart to the Lord Jesus and received him as her Lord and Savior.
咁佢喺一個宣教士開嘅學校裏面翻學，咁嗰度嘅宣教士向佢傳福音，咁佢就接受主耶穌進入佢嘅心裏面。
When she went home, she wanted to pray.
當佢翻到屋企嘅時候，佢就想去祈禱。
And her father slapped her and said, "Don't pray in this house."
咁佢爸爸就打佢警告佢唔好喺呢間屋裏祈禱。
You're not supposed to pray.
你唔應該去祈禱。
But one day,
但係有一日
the family was fairly wealthy, and the father looked out over the horizon and saw clouds of dust and some horses coming.
咁佢呢個家庭都幾富裕嘅。咁有一日佢望出窗外面就見到一大好大風塵飛緊過嚟。
And he thought rightly so that this was a group of bandits who were coming to rob his home.
咁佢就曉得原來係一班賊要嚟去搶佢屋企裏面啲嘢。
So he was afraid.
咁呢位爸爸就好驚。
He took his little girl by the arm.
咁佢就用隻手捉住。
Put her in a room.
女兒放喺佢間屋裏面。
And said, "Now pray."
咁就叫佢喺房裏面，而家可以祈禱啦，閂咗門。
Close the door。
閂咗門，祈禱啦。
That was her closet。
咁呢一間房呢一個嘅內室就係祈禱嘅內室。
Here's how she prayed。
咁佢呢位小妹妹就咁樣祈禱。
Lord，
主。
Now's your chance。
而家你一個機會。
Now's your chance。
而家你一個機會。
You know those bandits? They did come to the gate of his compound, his home.
咁呢一班賊的確嚟到呢間屋嘅門外面。
And the leader was trying to lead his horse through the gate, and the horse would not go.
呢一班賊係要去嗰啲馬係衝入間屋裏面，但係啲馬唔肯入去。
You know he did what other horseback riders did. He drove his spurs into the side of the horse. Get in there. The horse would not go.
咁呢一班賊就去踢呢啲馬要趕佢衝入間屋裏面但係呢啲馬唔肯入去。
So he said, "Let's get out of here, men. There's demons in there. Let's leave."
咁呢一班賊就講唔好入呢間屋啦，因為呢間屋裏面有鬼。
God answers the prayer of children.
神實在去。回答小朋友嘅祈禱。
God waits for us to pray.
神係等候我哋去祈禱。
It's a mystery.
係一個奧秘。
But it's true.
但係係真理嚟嘅。
Perhaps it's because of His great love for us, He wants to really make us co-workers with Him and incorporate us in His work. And so when He's going to work, He looks for someone who will pray.
所以因著佢對我哋嘅大愛。 佢係願意我哋去同佢同工啊，所以啊，當佢要工作嘅時候啊，佢實在係首先去尋找啊一班願意啊向佢祈禱嘅人。
I thank the Lord for this precious word of God, the Bible.
啊，實在啊，感謝主喺聖經裏面啊向我哋説寶貴嘅話語。
And I discovered three times in the history of the Israelites, the nation of God, that he found someone who could stand in the gap.
啊，咁我喺啊舊約喺以色列人嘅歷史裏面啊，我係啊發現有啊三個啊願意啊係企喺呢個啊破口裏面啊去祈禱嘅人。
You remember the time when Moses went up to the mountain to fellowship with God, and he came down and the nation had convinced Aaron to make this golden calf, and they were worshiping this calf.
啊，大家記得啊啊，摩西啊上到山裏面啊，係與神有交通啊嘅時候啊啊，下面啊以色列人啊就啊要啊亞倫啊為佢哋做呢個金牛犊。
And it's as though God said to Moses, "Step aside." I'm going to destroy this nation, and I'll start a new one with you.
神啊就啊好似同摩西咁样讲啊，你啊企埋一边啊，我要去啊毁灭呢一班啊以色列人啊，我要啊啊用你去做另外一班人出嚟。
Oh, what a wonderful thought! God's going to start a new nation with me.
啊，咁啊摩西可能咁样谂啊，实在美好啊啊啊啊！神啊要用我嚟去啊去开始。一個新嘅國民。
You know that's not what Moses said.
啊，我哋曉得啊，摩西冇咁樣講。
Turn to Exodus chapter 32.
啊，請打開出埃及記第32章。
Exodus 32.
出埃及記第32章。
Verses 11 to 14.
啊，第11到第14節。
And Moses besought the Lord his God and said, Lord,Why doth thy wrath wax hot against thy people, which thou hast brought forth out of the land of Egypt, with great power and with a mighty hand?
摩西便恳求耶和华他的神说：耶和华啊，你为什么向你的百姓发烈怒呢？这百姓是你用大能和大力的手从埃及地领出来的。
Wherefore should the Egyptians speak and say, For mischief did he bring them out to slay them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth?Turn from thy fierce wrath and repent of this evil against thy people.
啊，为什么使埃及人议论说，他领他们出去是要降祸与他们，把他们杀在山中，将他们从地上除灭？求你转意，不发你的烈怒，后悔，不降祸与你的百姓。
Verse 13.
第十三节。
Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, thy servants, to whom thou swearest by thine own self and saidst unto them.I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have spoken of will I give unto your seed, and they shall inherit it forever. And the Lord repented of the evil which he thought to do unto his people.
求你纪念你的仆人亚伯拉罕、以撒、以色列，你曾指着自己起誓说：我必使你们的后裔像天上的星那样多，并且我所应许的这全地便给你们的后裔，他们要永远承受为业。于是耶和华后悔，不把所说的祸降于他的百姓。
You see how Moses stood in the gap.
啊，所以我哋见到摩西啊就啊企喺呢个破口上面。
God was going to destroy them, but Moses stood in the gap and reminded God of what he had said and why he had brought the people out.
啊，神系要毁灭呢一班以色列人，但系摩西就系要企喺呢个啊破口里面啊去提醒神啊向以色列人嘅应许。
Moses could say to God, "Remember what you said to the people when you delivered them."
啊，摩西系向啊耶和华啊咁样讲啊，请你纪念啊，你当你领以色列人出埃及嘅时候啊所讲嘅话。
There was another time when Aaron stood in the gap when God began to judge the people, and Aaron stood in the gap and prayed, and God backed away from his judgment.
啊，有另一处嘅地方啊啊，亚伦啊企喺呢个破口上面向啊主去祈求。
And also Phineas is another one that I discovered in the Old Testament.
啊，另外一位啊就係啊腓尼亞啊，係喺啊舊約裏面，佢亦都係企喺呢個破口啊向啊神去祈求嘅。
God is saying today, He's looking for those who will pray.
神今日就係咁樣去尋求一個向神祈禱嘅人。
Would you not agree with me that North America is ripe for judgment?
你同唔同意我咁樣講？北美嘅人同樣係等候神嘅審判來臨。
Not only America, Canada as well.
唔單止係美國加拿大都係一樣。
Have you been watching the news or listening to the news lately? A little bit of the news, do you know what's happening?
如果你最近有睇新聞大家都曉得係咩一回事。
There was a preacher, an American preacher, who's with the Lord now. He said something like this.
有一位美國嘅牧師傳道人佢而家俾主接佢啦，佢咁樣講過。
I think I got this proper. His name was Leonard Ravenhill.
我相信佢個名叫Leonard Ravenhill.
I believe he said this, and you can correct me if it's not true, but he said, if God doesn't judge America, he will have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah.
咁我相信佢係咁樣講過。如果神今日唔審判美國嘅話，佢要向佢曾經向所多瑪、俄摩拉嘅審判嚟去道歉。
There are many brothers and sisters around the world who believe that in these last days there is going to be a great revival and people are going to come en masse to the Lord.
咁喺世界各地有一啲嘅弟兄係咁樣相信喺末世裏面神要去做一個大嘅復興喺復興裏面有好多人要去嚟到主嘅面前悔改。
I don't know if that's true.
我唔知咁樣諗。正不正確?
I want to see many people come to the Lord.
我實在希望好多嘅人嚟到主嘅面前。
But one thing I think we all believe is that our precious Lord Jesus is going to come back soon.
但係有一點大家都相信嘅就係我哋寶貴嘅主有一日要翻嚟。
I wonder if He will come in when we're still living.
我唔知喺我哋在世嘅時候佢會唔會已經翻嚟。
I remember.Years ago, I don't know, 7-8 years ago.
我記得好多年前大約7-8 years.
And I believe I got this right too. But Brother Kong was speaking at the conference in Virginia.
我唔係好記得但係我相信係江弟兄喺Virginia 嘅特會裏面咁樣講。
About the second coming of the Lord.
佢講到主第二次嘅來臨。
And as I recall, he said something like this.
我記得佢咁樣講過。
He's not only at the door, he's got his hand on the door handle.
佢唔係已經喺門外佢隻手已經喺個門摔嗰度。
Brothers and sisters, he's coming soon.
弟兄姊妹主要快嚟啦。
And so I believe he's reminding us, his people to pray.
所以佢係提醒佢嘅百姓要祈禱。
He wants to bring us to that place.
佢要將我哋帶到呢個祈禱嘅地方。
I want to read a devotional for you this morning.
今天早上願意同大家讀一啲嘅屬靈嘅思想。
And the devotional was written by Brother Tiasen Sparks.
係史伯亨弟兄所寫嘅。
Just to remind you from another man's perspective, the great battle there is for prayer.
係藉住呢位弟兄嘅交通嚟向提醒禱告從另一個角度嚟去睇喺禱告裏面有何等嘅戰爭。
This may be the greatest battle that we will fight while we're living.
相信呢個爭戰係我哋活喺呢個世上面要打最大嘅一場仗。
To have a sanctuary.
就係要有一個殿。
To have a closet.
就係有一個內室。
To have a place.
就係呢個地方。
Where we go daily.
是我們能夠每一天去到這裡的。
And very specifically and definitely get down before the Lord.
能夠來到主的面前。
And ask Him.
去求主。
Lord, teach me to pray.
主求你教我們怎樣禱告。
I want to pray.
我願意去禱告。
You know, as well and maybe better than I, how busy our lives are.
大家都知道我們的生活是何等的繁忙。
How complicated they can become.
我們的生活也都能夠很複雜。
We have so many things that have to be done.
有很多事情一定要去做的。
And yet, if we just quieten down for a little while, we will hear the Lord.
但是當我們去安靜自己的時候我們就聽到神這樣說。
Inviting us to come.
他邀請我們來到內室裡面。
Come away.
來。
And pray.
向我祈祷。
Listen to the devotional.
啊，请去听我咁样读。
This is the devotional that was in the open window, right? Open windows on December the 19th.
啊，咁呢一個靈修係取錄喺開嘅窗12月19日咁樣寫嘅。
And the scripture was this.
啊，經文係咁樣。
Mark 1:35.
马可福音第一章第三十五节。
In the morning, long before sunrise, Jesus went to a place where he could be alone to pray.
啊，次日早晨，天未亮的时候，耶稣起来到旷野地方去，在那里祷告。
I am quite sure that I have the agreement of most of the Lord's people when I say that one of the most difficult things, if not the most difficult thing, is to be able to get to prayer and give ourselves to prayer.
我相信咁樣講，大家都同意一件最困難嘅事如果唔係最困難嘅事就係嚟到禱告面前將自己喺禱告裏面擺上。
When we contemplate prayer, we meet a host of unsuspected and unforeseen difficulties, which suddenly rise up as ambush forces breaking out upon us. Anything to prevent prayer.
當我哋去想去禱告嘅時候就有好多沒有料唔到冇預見嘅困難突然嘅出嚟，好似伏擊我哋一樣任何事情係要去阻止我哋去祈禱。
I am not saying something that you do not know, but I am saying it in order that you may recognize it clearly, definitely and deliberately, and face the fact that it is not just ordinary circumstances, but a designed, well-laid scheme of the enemy to prevent prayer.
我唔係講一啲你唔知道嘅事情但係我講嘅係要你更加清楚去認識、去肯定、去面對呢個事實就係呢個事情唔係一般嘅情況卻係一個仇敵設嘅好精心嘅詭計嚟去阻止祈禱。
The enemy, instead of objecting, will promote occupation with 1,001 things for the Lord, if thereby he can crowd out prayer. He does not mind how busy we are in the Lord's work, nor how often we are found preaching, conducting meetings, and doing the many-sided work of the Lord, as we may call it.
仇敵唔會反對我哋為神工作，佢係要我哋去用一啲好靈所嘅工作，要我哋去擠掉禱告。佢唔介意我哋點樣忙去做主嘅工，亦都唔介意我哋點樣忙去傳道聚會但係佢係要用呢啲事情嚟去阻止我哋禱告。
He knows quite well that all the work for the Lord which is not founded upon triumphant spiritual prayer will count for little or nothing in the long run and will break down. I say that he does not mind you working.
佢好曉得所有工作如果唔係建基喺禱告裏面長遠嚟講，佢喺神面前都係唔受計算嘅，所以仇敵係唔介意我哋去為主工作。
Work for the Lord as hard as you can, but if you leave out prayer, you will not accomplish very much.
只要我哋可以好勤力去為主工作，只要我哋唔禱告嘅話。
One of the subtleties of the enemy is to get us so busy, so occupied, so much on the go and on the rush with, as we think, things for the Lord and the work of the Lord, that our prayer is cramped and pushed up into a corner and limited, if not almost entirely ruled out. And the Lord will never accept the excuse, Lord, I'm too much engaged in your interest to pray. The Lord never favors an attitude like that.
所以仇敵呢個精心嘅詭計就要我哋變得繁忙繁忙到一個地步係冇時間去祈禱將禱告係擠湧出嚟所以當我哋嚟到主嘅面前同主講我實在因著你嘅工作緣故我冇時間禱告嘅時候呢一個藉口主係唔會悦納嘅。
Immediately you begin to contemplate or purpose a fuller prayer life, the enemy launches a new scheme for keeping you more busy and occupied heaping up the work and crowding in demands so that you will have no time or opportunity for prayer.
当我们慢慢晓得祈祷的重要目的的时候，仇敌又会开始另一个诡计，叫我们更加的是繁忙，要我们没机会来去主的面前祷告。
But we must recognize this, that the enemy will construct his best arguments about responsibility, duty, and conscience to stop us praying. And there is a place where, if we see prayer is utterly ruled out or brought down to such a limited place, that it is completely inadequate for a life of spiritual ascendancy and victory. We have to say, Lord, I'm going to trust the responsibility with you while I pray, that you will not allow my breaking away for this time to have detrimental results, and that you will protect this prayer time, which I seek for your glory, from the inroads of the enemy.
但我们要晓得仇敌他会用不同的方法来去要我们因着我们的责任我们的良知来去阻止我们祷告但我们要晓得当我们来到一个地步见到我们的祷告是受到限制也都不能够带进我们这个胜利的生活的时候我们要向主这样去呼求主我是将我的责任是交给你我们将祷告这个时间是交给你我是不愿意离开祷告实在是要在祷告里面我要去寻找你的荣耀求你从敌人的攻击中去拯救我们。
You see, it's not only me that is saying this this morning.
所以大家见到不是只是我这样跟大家分享。
And if you have said to the Lord, Lord, I want to have a prayer time, you know what I'm talking about. The enemy will attack it left, right, center, in every way to destroy that, to prevent it. He so much fears prayer.
相信大家都有同样的经历就是当我们愿意去祷告的时候仇敌就会用很多不同的事情来去阻挡我们去祷告。
Let me remind you of what the Lord Jesus said.
愿意提醒大家主耶稣怎么说。
When he quoted a word from Isaiah,
当他是从以赛亚书里面讲一句的话的时候
My house is a house of prayer.
他讲到我的殿是祷告的殿。
That's what he said.
他就是这样说。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
it's so simple.
实在是很简单。
And yet it's almost impossible.
但是它是没可能的。
Only by the grace of God can we do this.
唯有靠住神的恩典我们能够做到。
So I want you to tell the Lord in your heart today.
所以愿意大家今天跟神这样说。
Lord, you know I cannot do this.
主我不能够。
But you are asking it of me.
但是你向我们有这样的要求。
To have a definite daily time of prayer with you in my closet, and I want to do it by your grace.
在每一天有一段的时间在内室里面这样向你祈祷。
Lord, will you remind me?
主求你提醒我。
Lord, will you enable me?
主求你使我能够。
Now, I have been speaking all this time about individual prayer.
我刚才所讲的都是个人的祈祷。
Individual prayer.
个人的祷告。
Can I say this morning?
我今天愿意这样讲。
If individual prayer is so difficult to maintain,What is it like with corporate prayer?
若果个人的祷告已经这么困难，这个团体的祷告是何其难呢？
Let me remind all of you that are husbands and wives this morning.
愿意提醒今天的丈夫和妻子。
I believe.
我相信。
You can write it down.
你可以写在你笔记簿上面。
Hardly anybody knows me anyways.
相信大家都不太认识我。
But Ben said this.
Ben 弟兄这样说。
Why does God bring us together as husband and wife?
为什么神将妻子和丈夫放在一起呢？
I know there are some wonderful reasons.
我相信有很多很美好的原因。
One of them.
但是其中一个。
That we as husband and wife would learn how to pray together daily.
就是丈夫和妻子能够每一日同神一起的祈祷。
So don't answer me.
你不需要答我。
Husbands.
丈夫
Do you pray with your wife every day?
你每一日会不会同你的妻子一同的祈祷呢？
Take her hand and say, "Come on, dearie, we have to pray."
你会不会捉实你太太的手一起祈祷呢？
That's what my wife's name is. Her name is Dearie.
我的太太的名字就是 亲爱的。
I remember there was a day.
我记得有一日。
In 1975.
是1975年。
When the Lord met me in a new and living way, a glorious way.
我是遇见主，是一个很荣耀的里面遇见主。
God stirred in my heart and put a hunger there. I was a Christian. I knew I was going to heaven. My wife and I were super busy in the denomination we were in. And God began to speak to me and kind of woo me and draw me and make me hungry.
神是搅动我的心，是叫我的心里面有一个饥渴。那阵时我已经是基督徒，亦都在工会里面很繁忙，有很多工作。但是在那一日，神就是将这个饥渴的心放在我里面，是搅动我的心。
And I went away for a number of days and shut myself in a room and just waited before the Lord.
咁我就离开去到一间房里面自一个有几日嘅时间就系喺主里面等候。
And the Lord met me.
主就喺嗰度遇见我。
And that experience eclipsed everything that I knew about the Lord before that.
嗰次经历俾我从前认识主嘅经历系更高嘅层次。
And I came home.
咁我翻到嚟屋企。
And I said to my wife.
咁我就同我太太咁样讲。
Dearie, come on, let's pray.
亲爱的一齐祈祷。
I want to show you what the Lord's showing me about this scripture.
我愿意同你分享主喺呢段经文里面去向我讲咗咩话。
And she said.
咁我嘅太太就咁样
同我讲。I've known that all my life.
我已经一直都晓得。
And furthermore, I'm pretty busy taking care of the little boys. And doing the housework.
同埋我今日好繁忙要去照顾我哋嘅儿子，亦都要做家务。
But there was a day.
但系有一日。
A wonderful day.
实在系好美好一日。
The second most wonderful day of my life, I think.
呢一日系第二最美好嘅一日。
About two weeks later, after the Lord met me.
就系第一次主好喺荣耀里面遇见我之后嘅两个星期。
In a moment.
喺一刻。
As my wife turned from the little kitchen sink to the table, the Lord did something in her spirit and opened her eyes.
咁当我太太离开厨房嘅时候，神就摸住佢就打开佢嘅眼睛。
And from that day to this, thank the Lord, we've been together.
咁自从嗰一日到现今我哋都系一同嘅喺主里面。
But I know a little bit about what I'm talking about this morning.
但我晓得我今天早上要分享嘅。
It's a great battle to pray.
祷告实在一个征战。
It's a great battle to pray individually.
喺个人嘅祷告系一个好大嘅征战。
The difficulty compounds when you ask your mate, your life mate, to pray with you. That compounds things.
当你去邀请你嘅配偶一同祷告嘅时候，就更加复杂。
And when you gather together with a number of people to pray corporately.It's even more difficult.
当大家在团体里面一起祈祷的时候，就更加困难。
But let me say this.
但我愿意这样讲。
Your value, the value of you in the corporate prayer meeting, hinges on whether you have a closet and are spending time alone with the Lord in prayer by yourself.
你在教会团体里面祷告的价值，着重在你有没有在你自己内室里面向主有这个个人亲密的祷告。
We have to pray.
我们一定要祷告。
And the devil hates it.
魔鬼是很憎恶这件事的。
And he will fight us.
他要去征战。
Can we win?
我们可不可以得胜呢?
By the grace of God, we can.
唯有靠着神的恩典我们能够。
There was a young man in Wales.
喺威尔斯嗰度有一位年轻人。
His name was Evan Roberts.
佢嘅名字叫 Evan Robbins.
Around the turn of the 18th century, just into the
19th. 佢活喺大约18世纪末嘅时候。
I think he had been a coal miner in Wales.
我相信佢系去守矿嘅。
But he left that and went to kind of a Bible school.
但是他离开了他的工作，他就入了一间圣经的学院里面。
And one day he said to went to the principal of the Bible school and said something like this.
咁有一日佢到嚟到呢間聖經學院嘅校長嗰度咁樣講。
He said, I hear a voice in me telling me that I need to go back to my hometown and tell the people what the Lord's saying to my in my spirit.
咁我就喺心裏面聽到個聲音，主係呼召我翻翻去我嘅家嗰度，要去同其他人分享主一直向我説嘅話。
He said to the principal, is this the voice of the Lord or the voice of the enemy?
咁佢就問呢一位校長，呢一個聲音係從神嚟啊，定係從仇敵嚟嘅咧？
And the principal very wisely said, The enemy never says that to us. That must be the Lord. You go back to your home.
咁呢一位校長就咁樣講，仇敵係從來唔會講啲咁嘅嘢，叫你翻屋企，去分享神嘅話。
He went back and asked the pastor in the group that he met with if he could say something to the people. And the pastor said, not on Sunday. Maybe during the week, in the weeknight meeting, after the meeting, maybe you can say something.
咁佢返到去，咁就問嗰度嘅牧師，可唔可以同佢本地嘅人去分享？咁呢位牧師就叫佢唔可以喺星期日嗰度分享。So
at the midweek meeting, the pastor announced that the young brother wanted to say something after the meeting. Anybody that wanted to stay could stay.
咁樣，但係就喺呢個星期聚會裏面，呢位牧師就容許呢位弟兄可以分享，之後可以咁樣分享。
As I recall, there were 17 people that decided to stay.
咁結果聚會之後有17個人係決定去留低。
And he spoke to them.
咁呢一位弟兄就向呢17位人去分享。
And do you remember what he said in his prayer?
我記得佢嘅禱告祈禱就係咁樣講。
He said, Lord, bend me.
佢咁樣向主求，屈曲我。
Lord, bend me.
主，去屈曲我。
And God began to work.
主就開始作工。
I think there were 100,000 people that were saved because of that revival.
我相信嗰次嘅復興裡面，至少有10萬人係得到拯救。
Things changed so drastically in Wales during that time.
喺威爾斯喺嗰段時間，好多事情都改變。
The animals, the donkeys and the mules in the mines were confused because the miners got saved and weren't swearing. And so the animals didn't understand them and didn't know what to do. It was confusion in the mines. Can you imagine?
甚至喺嗰個礦裡面嘅動物都覺得好迷糊。 因為喺礦裏面嘅工人，因著佢哋得到拯救之後，佢哋唔再去講啲粗言穢語。
And crime was reduced so greatly that the policemen hardly had anything to do.
因著佢哋信主嘅人增多，罪惡亦都減低，嗰度嘅警察亦都冇公開啦。
So the policemen started three quartets.
咁所以當地嘅警察開始去彈嗰啲樂隊，開咗啲樂隊。
And if you wanted to have a meeting and have a quartet, you call the police station.
所以如果你聚會願意有去彈詩歌嘅樂隊，咁你就去打電話俾警察局。
God wants to work today.
神係實在願意今日工作。
Someone said this.
有一個人咁樣講。
If we pray, God will work.
如果我哋祈禱，神會工作。
If we don't pray, God will work, but He will not be able to use us.
若果我哋唔禱告，神都會工作，但係佢唔會用我哋。
We are on the edge of the coming of the Lord. He's coming soon.
主好快就翻嚟啦。
Do you remember something that happened in the life of King David?
大家記唔記得？ 喺大衛王裏面發生過一件咁嘅事咧。
Maybe we could just look at a few verses in 2 Samuel chapter 19.
我哋可以打開撒母耳記下第19章。
2 Samuel 19.
撒母耳記下第19章。
Beginning to read just three verses 10 to 12.
第十二节.
And Absalom, whom we anointed over us, is dead in battle. Now, therefore, why speak ye not a word of bringing the king back?
我们高押沙龙治理我们，他已经阵亡。 现在为什么不出一言请王回来呢?
And King David sent to Zadok and to Abiathar the priest, saying, Speak unto the elders of Judah, saying, Why are ye the last to bring the king back to his house, seeing his speech, the speech of all Israel is come to the king, even to his house?
大卫王差人去见祭司撒督和阿比亚他，说：你们当向犹大长老说，以色列人众人已经有话请王回宫。 你们为什么落在他们后头呢?
Ye are my brethren, ye are my bones and my flesh. Wherefore then are ye the last to bring back the king?
你们是我的弟兄，是我的骨肉，为什么在人后头请王回来呢?
You see, three times in these three verses,
我们在这三节的经文里面见到三次,
we have this phrase.
就有这一句话,
Why are you the last to bring back the king?
为什么是在人的后头请王回来呢?
Will the Lord say that to us?
神会不会这样跟我们说呢?
Why aren't you praying? Why are you the last to bring back the king?
为什么你不是在祈祷? 为什么你是在人的后头请王回来呢?
I realize that even the Lord Jesus doesn't know when he's coming back. I believe that's true according to Scripture.
我晓得主耶稣自己都不晓得他回来的时间。
That's a secret in the heart of God.
因为这个是在父神心里面的一个奥秘。
I believe the Lord wants to come back.
One of the young brothers
prayed about that at the Lord's table, coming back as our king. Hallelujah.
今天这一个年轻的弟兄这样祈祷，主，你回来作王。
Do you want him to come back?
你想不想主回来呢?
Oh Lord, come.
主，请你回来。
Maranatha.
请你回来。
When God was going to pour forth the Holy Spirit,
当神要将圣灵浇灌落地上的时候,
what did he do?
他怎样做呢?
He put his people to prayer.
他呼召他的百姓来祈祷。
Remember?
记不记得呢?
After the resurrection of the Lord,
当主复活之后,
he appeared to the disciples.
他在门童中间,
they watched him ascend.
主升天,
And he gave them a command.
他就给一个命令，这一班的门徒。
Wait.
等。
Go to Jerusalem and wait for the promise of the Father.
去耶路撒冷，去等候父神的应许。
And they went.
他们就去,
Some of them at least.
有一部分的门徒就去了。
And they went to that upper room.
就去到室里面，屋里面。
And they interpreted his word wait to mean pray.
他们就解要等候这个词作祈祷。
And they prayed.
所以他们就在主里面祷告。
120 of them.
有120个人。
Continually.
持续的。
With one accord.
同心的。
And what happened?
发生什么事呢?
God opened the heavens.
神就将天打开。
And the Lord Jesus Christ received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit and poured him forth.
耶稣从神里面得到这个应许，就将灵浇灌落人。And
we today are the tremendous beneficiaries of that.
我们今日就是最大得到这个利益的利益者。We
are still in that dispensation where the Holy Spirit is here, living in us, working, dealing with us, drawing us, and working today.
我们仍然在这个时代，圣灵是在我们里面工作。
What a corporate prayer meeting that was.
这个实在一个很漂亮的一个团体的祈祷。
I think my time is about up.
我相信我的时间今天到了。But
I want to tell you a few more things.
愿意跟大家分享多几点。When
you have an opportunity, when you take time, read Genesis chapter 20.
如果你有机会有时间的话，请你读创世记第二十章。
And you will find a very amazing thing happens in Genesis 20.
在那里你会发现一件很奇特的事情发生。
Well, I'd rather you didn't read it right now, but I just want to tell you briefly what I believe it says.
我不是叫大家现在读，但我愿意很简概的跟大家讲一讲发生了什么事情。
Abraham went to Gerar.
亞伯拉罕去到基拉爾呢個地方。
And the king of Gerar is Abimelech.
基拉爾個王就係亞比米勒。
And he said that Sarah was his sister.
咁亞伯拉罕就話撒拉係佢嘅妹妹。
And Abimelech took Sarah into his palace or harem.
咁亞比米勒就將撒拉係帶到王嘅殿裏面。
And amazing, God appeared to Abimelech in a dream.
咁好奇特嘅，神就喺亞比米勒嘅夢裏面顯現。
And he said a very arresting thing.
咁佢就同佢講咗呢一段話。
Abimelech,
亞比米勒
，You're a dead man.
你一個死人。
Wow. Because you have Sarah is a man's wife.
因為撒拉係一個人嘅妻子。
Give her back to her husband.
將佢還翻俾呢佢嘅丈夫。
And God brought a curse upon Abimelech and all of his household.
咁神就將呢個嘅咒作臨到亞比米勒嘅家裏面。
The curse was that nobody was having any children. They could not. The wombs were shut up, and nobody was being born.
咁呢個嘅咒作就係喺亞比米勒家裏面嘅女人都唔可以懷胎。
And that was a curse in those, a bigger curse in those days.
咁呢一個咒作喺當時嘅日子，實在一個好嚴厲嘅咒作。
And so God is talking to Abimelech back and forth.
所以神就同亞比米勒有呢一個嘅交談。
And Abimelech says to God, "But I did it in the integrity of my heart." God says, "I know you did it that way, but give him back his wife."
但係亞比米勒就係咁樣講，我喺心裏面係心中正直嘅。咁神同佢咁樣講，我曉得，但係你要將呢個嘅妻子歸還翻俾佢嘅丈夫。
So God says, restore him, and Abraham, my Abraham will pray for you.
咁神就同佢咁樣講，將呢個妻子還翻俾佢嘅丈夫，亞伯拉罕就會為你祈禱。
That's a mystery to me.
呢一件實在一個奧秘。
Because God is already talking to him, and Abimelech is praying to God. They're talking back and forth.
因為喺嗰陣時，神已經同亞比米勒有呢一個嘅交談。
But you see, God had something in Abraham.
但係我哋見到神喺亞伯拉罕裏面有佢嘅目的。
God says to Abimelech, Abraham will pray for you.
所以神就同亞比利麥咁樣講，亞伯拉罕會為你祈禱。
At the end of the chapter, Abraham prays for him.
喺呢一章最後嗰度講到亞伯拉罕就為亞比米勒祈禱。
And the house, the women are healed.
佢嘅家裏面嘅女人就能夠生育。
So this last question.
最後一個問題。
If God has someone that He wants someone to go and pray for, will He call on you?
若果神有一件事情要得到祈禱嘅話，佢會唔會呼召你去祈禱咧？
Will He ask me?
佢會唔會問我咧？
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
we have to pray.
我哋一定要祷告。
I know that it's so difficult.
我曉得係好困難嘅事情。
We're so busy.
我哋好繁忙。
All of us.
我哋每一個人都好忙嘅。
Remember.
但係我哋要記得。
The enemy hates it.
仇敵係恨惡祷告。
And will do everything he can to prevent it.
佢會用任何嘅方法嚟去阻止我哋祷告。
But by the grace of God,
但係靠著神嘅恩典，
we can overcome.
我哋能夠去面對，去得勝。
May he enable us to do that.
願意佢俾我哋能力。
It's not for me to tell you how long you should pray every day.
我唔能夠告訴大家你每一日要祷告幾耐。
But just tell the Lord you want to have that time in the closet.
但係願意你向主咁樣講，我願意喺內室裏面有呢一個禱告嘅時間。
Let's pray.
我哋一齊禱告。
Father, thank you for your word.
天父，多謝你俾我哋嘅話。
Thank you for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit.
多謝你賜俾我哋寶貴嘅聖靈。
And thank you for the great finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ.
多謝你賜俾我哋基督完成一切嘅事情。
Enable us to pray.
求你容許我哋禱告。
In these last days,
喺末日裏面。
We want you to come soon, Lord.
求你願你快來。
Come quickly.
願你快來。
Come today.
願你今日就嚟。
Be glorified in our midst.
願你喺我哋當中得到榮耀。
In Jesus' name.
祈禱奉耶穌嘅名求。
Amen. Amen.